Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Time for the Jimmy Carter Report.
McLovin.
Jimmy, who'll be in town with us on Thursday at the big broadcast we were talking about. Brought to you by Prime Bank of Texas, Precision Camera and Video, and Schwertner Farm and Ranch. Howdy, Jim.
Wasn't there some guy that was arrested or at least sent away that was riding a longhorn through town?
He had a longhorn and a dog. And apparently, he wasn't really doing anything wrong. There's another guy who was arrested for... You can't have a live animal, like, on campus.
There's some sort of regulation, code, ordinance. You can't ride a horse. Now, clearly you can, because Parsons Cavalry does that. Cavalry, yeah. And but they're part of A&M. But this guy was riding a longhorn through the streets, and they arrested
him. And holding a dog.
There was nuttiness down there, I think, during some of the stuff.
It was something.
I'll tell you. All right, here we go. President-elect Trump is going to go to Paris this weekend, his first foreign trip, and he's not president yet. He will be there for the reopening of Notre Dame Cathedral. I think Macron over there did invite him, and Trump says it's an honor to go, and he announced that. And we don't know how he's getting over there, if he's taking Trump Force One, or he's taking, I don't think he'll take government transportation over there, but we'll see. Now, he traveled to Scotland and Ireland in May of 2023 as a candidate to visit his golf courses, but he's not done this as a president-elect. But that's a big deal for the French, opening up Notre Dame again. So he'll be there for the grand reopening of that beautiful church, and you'll be seeing a lot of stories on that as you go. So, real beautiful place. AC/DC, a lot of people love this music. They're going to be in Texas on April the 14th. This is a group that's in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, if not toured since 2016. Have not had their singer Brian Johnson with them for even longer than that. And for those of you that care, that's a 12 noon December the 6th ticket thing. So, are you anybody here an AC/DC fan?
Oh, Eric Raines.
I've seen him a couple times. Saw him at the old Frank Erwin Center. Yeah, and you know Brian Johnson, who blew out his voice because he sings on the edge of it.
And hearing loss too.
So to have him back, and hopefully he can still sing. But yeah, I mean you're there for some of those anthems over the years that those guys have had out. So I might go check this one.
Black.
Yeah, all of
those. Views
one of those Erwin Center concerts in the upper deck. The fans pulled out the seats that, you know, anchored into the concrete, the whole row of them, and passed it around the whole stadium. That acting ugly. Whew. I remember that.
So, AC/DC. I saw Led Zeppelin in concert. I saw Jimi Hendrix in concert, and I love that music, but it's a generational thing. I just couldn't get into Guns N' Roses with Axl Rose and AC/DC, not even a little bit. It's weird. But in that grunge stuff, whatever the guy's name, Cobain, couldn't get into that either. But I love what they got into early on because they picked their stuff up from Led Zeppelin and Cream and Eric Clapton. I loved all that, but just didn't make that jump into the 70s with that. But Arlington in AT&T Stadium that sees everything these days is where that concert will be. CMA Country Christmas is tonight at 7. And they don't throw the superstars into here like they used to. There's not Cody Johnson's on here. He'll sing White Christmas and I'll Be Home for Christmas. And John Party will do some song that I've never heard of called Horsepower Sleigh. Have you ever heard of that one?
He released that as a single like a week or two ago. But yeah, it's
okay,
a new one.
So anyway, this Country Christmas, they used to have, you know, the biggest stars of country would be a part of this. Not so much now. Holiday catalogs, if you have not received one, they're shrinking this year. Postage and materials pretty much is the reason. Stoli Vodka has filed for bankruptcy in the United States.
Wow.
Apple employees filed a lawsuit. What?
Tito's is getting to them.
Yeah, I think you might be right. I think that may be what some of it is.
Yeah, I think they're number one.
Apple employees have filed lawsuit against the company for surveilling them. I don't know what the whole story is on that, but everybody's surveilling everybody. And I don't know that anybody is getting much attention for this, but President Biden is in Angola, Africa. That's the first for a sitting president to highlight U.S. investments there. I don't get the impression he's going to Paris for the Notre Dame Cathedral. I guess he's going to Angola, Africa.
Pardon me?
Hey, well, I see what you did there, Bob.
Pardon me.
Okay, that's good.
U.S. people are definitely still talking about that, but mm-hmm. I don't, you know, I think the biggest problem with that whole deal is the fact that he just was so emphatic many times that he wasn't going to do it. If he'd have been cagey about it, we all thought he was going to do it. That wasn't any big surprise to anybody who was really watching it, but the fact that he said, no, 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 you know, and he wasn't going to do it, and then he changed, you know, all that. Supposedly, he changed his mind over the weekend. I don't know if we accept that or not. U.S. Supreme Court heard arguments yesterday in a case challenging the Food and Drug Administration's block on e-cigarettes. This is the one that's got the flavors of the e-cigarettes, and they don't like those. I think Trump has talked about something about trying to save the some of this vape stuff. So he's pro-vapor or something. I don't know. Kendrick Lamar's GNX album, number one on the top 200. Wicked is number two. Boy, you think about craziness at a sporting event. 56 people have died in Southeast Guinea from violence and crowd surge following a controversial call made by a referee at a soccer match.
Well, soccer people go crazy.
They do. But, you know, we're not that far down the road from crazy at our college
football games
right now.
Yeah, especially with all the breakouts and huge fights. I said, you know, some people enjoy it, actually, and think, you know, it builds rivalry, and clearly it does. I said, man, we got, and then you factor in the mass number of people around the country now that are storming the field.
This is starting
to take on the characteristics of the dangers that are in European soccer where people die.
Yeah.
Because
you've got all those people running out there on that crowd surge, people fall down, you get stomped on. I mean, someone's going to get killed
I'm genuinely concerned about that. Yeah.
Yeah, me too. And, well, I mean, you know, in the Southeast Conference, they made them, if you wonder why there are hedges in Athens, in Auburn as well, that was to keep the people out and keep them from coming over, because those stands are built old, and they're literally, the bottom row is not much, you know, very high off of the field, maybe a foot or two, mm-hmm. as opposed to 5 or 6 feet. And they built those hedges to keep people from being able to surge out there. And I don't know what they're going to do to stop this, but they really do need to put a halt on it. I don't know if they can threaten to keep kids out of school or what they got to do. I don't know. Volkswagen workers in Germany are striking. Huge walkout, biggest since 2018, closing three plants. I don't see many stories on it. I saw one in the Daily Mail that's got to be a big concern, if it's accurate, is how much trouble Nissan is in. That the chairman of the board's taking a 50% pay cut. That they're, and one of the reasons they're in so much trouble is China. The people aren't buying cars or something. They're having economic issues in China, and everybody's so hooked to China. If they burp, you know, people definitely have to be concerned. So keep an eye on Nissan and some of these stories. And then Tesla's Elon Musk loses a legal challenge to reinstate $56 billion pay package. So that one's going on some more. A Florida grandfather has died after an altercation involving music. You can't do this. You can't go around yelling at people for jumping in front of you, road rage, and you can't go down and tell people to cut their music down. It just didn't work out. This guy went downstairs to tell the people, please, to cut down your music. He got shot. So the people just he rang the doorbell. It was going to leave a message, and before that, she heard a gunshot. Mm. Looking at me with his gun in hand, and I go up to him and say, why'd you shoot my husband? He said, if you don't shut your mouth, I'm going to shoot you too. Whew. And a gigantic inferno erupted at a $4 million Connecticut mansion over the holidays. The guy was frying a turkey in his garage. And the blaze quickly spread when there was something that happened, and then it went on from there. And then there were so many looky-loos at the fire that one of the folks backed up over a fire hose and cut off the water for a second and then caused all kinds of problems. So that was quite difficult in Connecticut over the holiday weekend. Wow.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And here we go, page 2 with Jimmy Carter.
Well, I'm just looking over some of this crazy news that's out there. And sports is definitely one of the crazier stories we've got. Last night's Monday Night Football game, the snow in Buffalo. It's definitely interesting these days watching sports. And what poop are you hearing about the SEC game? Are people into it, or does it seem to be almost like an interruption? I think it's almost like an interruption, it sounds like to me. But
well, yeah, I mean, there's a chance that if a Texas fan wants to see this thing through potentially to January 20th, they will have to make 3 trips to Atlanta, by the way.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So,
I'm still confused. Where is the bowl games are the champ? Are these?
Yeah, I had this question this morning.
After the championships this weekend, that's on Saturday. When they get all that done, is that going to be the next Tuesday when they're going to reveal where everybody's going in the first round of the playoffs?
Yeah,
and
I think you also have to do a bowl game because I don't know.
I think the bowl game is the playoff, I think.
Yeah, well, you're right. In fact,
but that's confusing.
On the Texas website, as of yesterday, they're giving Texas fans an opportunity to buy tickets in advance to one of 4 bowls, and they're Sugar and Orange and Rose and who's the other one? Cotton?
I think Cotton's out now.
Yeah. So,
well,
or Alamo's out now.
I just know this thing's going on to January 20.
Yeah, if you're winning, you're going for a long way, and that's going to be interesting. Well, and so what's the poop on Georgia versus Texas round 2?
Texas 2.5-point favorite.
Interesting. They think Georgia's worn out, and just Georgia has not gotten better since your game.
Yeah, well,
they hung in there.
That's my personal take on it. Yeah. They are inconsistent. We did not play very well at all, even though that game was at home against them. But, you know, we got a lot more film on them, number one. Number two, as you said, they're tired. They just went through eight overtimes to clear Auburn. And so.
And you've already beaten the team once. I mean, I think Kirby's got his hands full with that team, because they don't seem to do well at all in the first two quarters. It's like they wake up. Now, I've not noticed that about Texas. Are you a fourth quarter team, or you're just a 1, 2, 3 fourth, you know, all four quarters?
We weren't in the Georgia game. We're typically a second half team. But the point being that when you go through eight overtimes, it's on the line. You got to win. You're showing everything you got. So I think as great as this coaching staff is at preparing, as great as the defense is, that we should win. I've only predicted on the radio two games this year. I confidently said we'll beat A&M. No, we're not going to beat A&M. Yeah, we beat A&M. And this one, I'm near as confident. So
near.
I don't even know how I feel about it. I mean, being honestly, I've watched both teams. I know you're good. I know that when Georgia is on, they're pretty amazing, but they don't get on all the time. And sometimes they wait too late, you know, to get started. And that's just kind of the old Coach Saban way that both these coaches have learned under. They don't throw everything that they have in the first two quarters. They save it so you can't fix it during halftime.
Simplistically, Georgia has a good offense. Texas has a good offense. They are both radically inconsistent.
So this could be very interesting.
So who's going to be more consistent Saturday at 3 o'clock? We'll find out.
Yeah, that's going to be – I'm glad it's a 3 o'clock game. If you're going over there, don't be running around Atlanta at night when you're through.
Yeah. I mean, it's a 4 o'clock game in Atlanta, so that's going to be
– So you'll be through at 7 or 8. Just go back to your hotel and then go. If you want to go out to eat or something,
lock your door.
Uber Eats.
Buckhead. You can go to Buckhead up there. There's a great steak place up there, and there's some places to eat. But just go do your business and go home. Don't be out there running the streets, because there's a lot of crazy.
You warned us of that yesterday.
I'm serious.
You used to live there.
I've been there my whole life. It was always where we go in college to party. It was where I got my first class radio license. It's where I went to school one summer over there. I mean, it's just changed. The town has changed a lot. It used to be, I've always thought it was a very similar vibe to Dallas. Dallas and Atlanta, very similar vibe. But there's just been more street crime down there lately in the dysfunctional police department than even in the ritzy sorts of town where the nice restaurants are in Buckhead. There's been a lot of trouble. So just be careful and you'll be fine. Just be careful. Don't do anything walking around the streets at 12 or 1 in the morning or anything like that. No. But that's all I know.
Well, that's pretty darn plenty. And, of course, as we're saying, you will be here. You fly in tomorrow on the Jim Swartner jet, right?
If we don't go to Vegas or somewhere.
you're thinking about hijacking.
There's a rodeo going on, and I can always get him interested in that. And there's the National Finals Rodeo starts Thursday. And, you know, just drop by and see how the Cowboys are doing, but that's okay.
Go hang out with George Strait, do all that fun stuff in Vegas.
Interesting about Jimmy is that he literally spent the majority of his life in the air every week. And now you haven't flown commercially or privately, I guess, in how many years? You just don't want to.
Five.
You're about to fly private. If you got to go, that's the way.
Yeah, I totally believe that. Did you see the picture I posted yesterday on Facebook? Is somebody had their child's underwear.
Oh, yeah, airing them out on the plane.
Put it up, airing them out up there on the blowers.
Oh, you know, oh my gosh.
And
what do you do in that instance, Jimmy? You're sitting a robot.
I don't know. I think you just have to put your head down and just pray.
Hold them up in the air. You know, a little vent that you get
vents, you know, they're blowing. That's where they blow dry.
A woman's just holding them up there. People are taking pictures. I'm like, really?
That's just amazing. People are amazing. So, yeah.
You probably won't have that happening.
I'll eventually fly back coach, but it's just, It's just,
There's an adjustable air vent in every lavatory that probably has even a little more pressure. Go at least into the lavatory and shut the door and do
that. Well, that's the first one I've seen people trying to fix their wet underwear on the blower. That was the first for that.
Some people ought not to go out. Yeah.
Well, one of my favorite ones, before we have to go run late, is a guy was clipping his toenails.
Oh, I knew you were going
class.
There.
He was clipping his toenails, and it would go click, and then the nail would fly in the air and see where it was going. It was like a mortar, you know, going up.
Yeah, so, I would say so. I'd be like, really?
What's my favorite line when I spot something that really needs to be commented?
Really?
Really? Just say that really loud.
Well, somebody, you know,
really?
When they let go of some gas on the airplane and you smell it, Bob is like, really?
Yeah, the main reason I do that on the airplane when somebody has done that.
Oh, you want them to not think it's you.
I need folks to know that ain't me.
That's a preventative strike.
Everybody looks around, oh, there's an old fat guy.
The dog that barks the longest or something, whatever.
Yeah.
It's me, smelty deldy.
Jimmy, see you tomorrow morning. Thank you.
Goodbye.
Jimmy Carter, of course, brought to you by Precision Camera and Video. Schwartner Farm and Ranch.
Really?
And the Prime Bank of Texas. 803 with more to come from Eric and Bob. From the Austin studios at 95.9. This is Texas Country.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.